Yeah, I was going to ask you about the symptoms, and you hear stories about cranial nerves, et cetera. Is it generally a challenge to make the diagnosis?
You know, I think the way I make that diagnosis is, you know, you think about CNS metastases, you think about their symptoms, and you think about how you would approach this. Oftentimes, they're coming in with a somewhat atypical complaint. You know, it'll be this, again, sort of numbness on the side of their face, or their eye isn't working right. And your first response as an oncologist is you're going to send that patient for a brain MRI. But the brain MRI is either going to show you what you expect, some leptomeningeal disease or a spot, or sometimes it's not. And in those cases where it's getting a little harder, you don't see clear radiographic evidence of lepto on the brain MRI, then you might do a spine MRI, because spine MRIs can also pick up the evidence of leptomeningeal disease. And then finally, if you still can't quite figure this out, this is the time to bring in a neuro-oncologist or just do a lumbar puncture and assess for metastases. Now, of course, leptomeningeal disease, the yield rate for cytology on CSF is relatively low. And so the kind of conventional teaching that you're going to want to do three LPs to make sure that they're negative, certainly that applies. But I think the pretest probability for most of our patients going in to an LP because we think they might have lepto is pretty high. And I would say that the yield is actually pretty decent on that first lumbar puncture.